Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We've all heard the depressing, famous statistic, 50% of all marriages end in divorce. The husband and wife go their separate ways, and if the kids are involved, things get complicated. Well, according to our next guest, the story of separation that we're all so familiar with is becoming less and less common by the day, and that 50% statistic that people cite so often actually hasn't been true for decades. Susan Gregory Thomas is a former senior editor at U.S. News & World Report and the author of Bye Bye, that's B-U-Y, B-U-Y, Baby, How Consumer Culture Manipulates Parents and Harms Young Minds. You might have seen a recent cover story for the review section of the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition. Her story is The Divorce Generation, and it focuses on Gen Xers, or people born between the years of 1965 and 1980. Now Susan says Generation X is all grown up, and their experiences with their parents' divorces have led them to approach marriage and child care in a dramatically new way. Susan Gregory Thomas also has a memoir coming out today called In Spite of Everything, which explores her own experience growing up as a latchkey kid in what she refers to as a broken home. Susan, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Why do you call Generation X the divorce generation?
Well, according to the statistics, more than half of Generation X came from split families. And according to a 2004 marketing report, Generation X was the least nurtured generation in American history. And the divorces of the 70s and the 80s, the divorce rate actually peaked in the early 80s, 1980, I believe it was, came about during a period of American history in which the Me Generation prevailed, the women's liberation movement was in full swing, and there was a cultural sense at that point about divorce that it was an opportunity for self-actualization. And in many cases, I think it was for many, many women, and breaking out of the yellow wallpapered rooms and the feminine mystique and so forth. However, many of the children of these parents were really left to their own devices and were essentially raised wolfpack style by each other. And the popular culture sort of bears this.
Was that your experience? Is this what your memoir is about?
It is partially what my memoir is about. My memoir is about looking at the entire generation, the legacy of divorce, and how it affects marriages currently and child rearing currently, and what happens when one plans one's entire life around doing the very thing that one ends up doing.
We seem to have this kind of polarized, schizophrenic national discussion about raising children today, and it runs somewhat along racial lines and harkens back to the conversation we were just having in the last segment. I don't know if you could hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But either people are the overbearing, over-obsessed, over-involved with every tiny aspect of their kids' lives, you know, upper-middle-class parents who want to know what their kid is doing and have a structured activity for them every second of every day. Or there's this 70% out-of-wedlock rate in the affecting black children, and very high still out-of-wedlock rate, over 30%, I believe, for white children as well. And so children are either being, you know, given structure for every minute of their day by quote unquote intact families, or the families are all split up of whatever race, and the kids aren't getting what they need.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because a lot of Generation Xers, if they do get married at all, are getting married a lot later in life and establishing their careers. And just because children are born out of wedlock, believe you me, it doesn't mean that they don't have helicopter parents. It's really not dependent on whether a couple is married or not. In some ways, the helicopter parent is a generational neurosis. We all haven't grown up as this survey said, the most neglected, least parented generation in American history, perhaps over-respond by making sure that our children are attended to, are nurtured, are enriched at every possible moment. And it's sort of a natural outcome. I mean, the parenting manual for our generation is the blessings of a skinned knee. I mean, my God, when I was growing up, I mean, we didn't even have to wear seatbelts. Nobody even did childproofing. So the blessings of a skinned knee being so popular, I think, tells you a lot about the psyche of this generation of parents.
We have about 10 minutes to take calls from Gen Xers, Gen Xers only, and you know who you are, born roughly between the years of 1965 and 1980. If you are married, are you approaching marriage and child rearing consciously different from the way your parents did it differently? And if your parents were divorced, even more to the point, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Are you delaying marriage as a Gen X person because you saw things in your parents' household and in your parents' generation that give you pause about the whole enterprise? Does it make you want it less, want it more, want it differently? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 for Susan Gregory Thomas, author of In Spite of Everything. And in your article in the journal, you say that because of the psychological trauma of divorce on Gen Xers, they are now approaching marriage and childcare in a way that is as dramatically different from their parents' methods as possible. Is this the helicopter parenting? Is it more than that?
Well, it is the helicopter parenting. I think that that's what is most obvious about the differences, is that we obsess about which preschool to send our children to. We're very concerned, even if we can't afford these huge there are companies such as Leapfrog, Baby Einstein, these companies were born of a need of Generation X parent to enrich their children even in the parent's absence, so that the parent would never feel or the child would never feel that they were being abandoned to the parent taking a shower, for example.
What else? In your story, you write that couples are waiting much longer to get married, if they married at all. Do you also think that the idea of a good marriage has changed for this generation?
I think it's been very difficult. And again, in this book, I look at a generation as a whole and use myself as a heuristic example. I think that many of us wanted to approach marriage as a friendship and as a partnership. And the statistics certainly bear that out, that we're really looking for a best friend in marriage and a real partner. And that in some ways, that's why we cohabitate before we get married, even though the statistics say that 48% of couples who live together before they get married don't make it when they are married.
Is that higher than those who don't live together first?
Yeah, it's pretty high. And I think that we're just very concerned to not make the same mistakes that our parents made. Another interesting study showed that Generation X mothers, for example, are not likely to ask their own mothers for parenting advice because they feel that their mothers flubbed it up. So why ask them to begin with? They ask the people who brought them up, and those people are their friends.
All right, listeners, did your parents divorce when you were a child? If so, let us know how that experience affected your own approach to marriage. Sally in Montrose, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sally.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your experience?
Well, I don't ask my mother for advice very often. I do ask her how she did things, but my parents were immigrants, and they're still married. But I feel like I was brought up with absolutely no supervision at all. A lot of freedom.
Because they wanted to go out and do their own thing?
Kind of. You know, they're still very interesting, beautiful people. But they were then, and they just had a lot of interests, and there was just a lot of free reign. Luckily, my brother and I were both very good kids. we didn't get into too much. But
and I see you're 40 and just got married. Congratulations.
Thank you. So, a couple years ago, and just had a baby who's two. And so this married life, raising a child, is all new. And it's interesting. It's completely changed the dynamic of my relationship with my parents. I was always very close with them, and now there's a schism. It's a huge adjustment, realizing that you don't agree with everything that they did, all the choices that they made.
Yeah. Sally, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And that is actually, that's really, really interesting, because for many previous generations, when they had their children, they became closer with their parents. They identified more profoundly with what their own mothers or their own fathers had gone through. For Generation X, it's often the opposite.
Really?
Where we cannot understand why they did what they did. There's sort of a horrible but hilarious story that I write about in the book, and just in terms of the child-proofing and the helicopter parenting and so forth, that a friend of mine was at one of these big family parties in the 70s, and all of the parents were downstairs drinking Chablis out of the jug, and the kids were upstairs jumping on the bed, and my friend jumped off the bed and gashed her head open and came running downstairs with this head wound, and her mother reached into her bag, slapped a maxi pad on her forehead, and said, "You're fine, go back and play."
And that's so emblematic.
This is a far cry from the blessings of a skinned knee.
Ben in Carroll Gardens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I was born in 79, so I think I'm right in Generation X. And my parents got divorced. And through my youth, they didn't get divorced until I was in my teens. But through my youth, I mean, I really watched their marriage completely falter, and they were isolated from each other, although we lived in the same house, et cetera. And I really do think watching that through my young years has definitely made me delay marriage. I'm 31 now. I definitely do want children at some point, but I just have a very kind of cold clinical view that marriage just doesn't work for the bulk of us, whether that means you shouldn't. I mean, I don't know if having children unmarried is better than married, but I just think marriage doesn't work.
Thank you. And yet it seems like, in general, Gen X has come out with a greater desire to make marriage work and make it work differently and better than their parents, rather than just that wall of skepticism that Ben was articulating.
It's true, but it's because of that wall of skepticism, I think in large part, that Generation X does delay marriage to a far greater extent than previous generations. Often will have children out of wedlock. Again, that doesn't mean that they're not helicopter parents. But they are surviving intact a lot more successfully than previous generations. Apparently, 77% of marriages since 1990 have made it to their 10-year anniversary. And people really want to make it work. I really wanted to make it work.
In the 1970s, only 9 states permitted joint custody.
Yeah.
Today, every state has adopted it. So child custody agreements have really changed?
They have really changed. And while I, in particular, ended up doing the very thing that I had never, ever wanted to do, I never thought that I would get divorced. What that leads me to think is that I don't really understand what marriage is, but I do understand divorce. And I think that many of us in our generation understand what we do not want to do. And what we do not want to do is have a Kramer versus Kramer situation. We do not want to have long, drawn-out court battles with the children at the very center of it. I sometimes think that one of the reasons that we are so passionate about Star Wars is because it's like the ultimate custody battle between Princess Leia and Darth Vader, and that we are really trying to work it out as friends. One of the things about Generation X in general is that we do marry our friends, and we really try to make it as parents, even if we can't make it married. And so even cohabitating in the house— or swapping out space when it's one parent's week or another is growing more common. Mediated divorce is more common, staying out of the courts at all costs.
Do you see, before you go, race and class differences within Gen X that we haven't touched on? We touched on some earlier.
Well, that's a really interesting question. I think that one of the things that I started to understand in my first book, Bye Bye Baby, where I did a lot of research on Generation X, is that a lot of these same traits cut across race and class.
I ask because what we see, I think, is a reversal from a generation ago where it was more, you know, the more well-off people who wanted to have these baby boom divorces and go self-actualize.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more the working class Americans who judged that as being me generation selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
wealthier people are more likely to stay together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the working class in America, all races, mm-hmm. who are much more likely statistically to get divorced.
Yeah. Well, I think that one thing that's kind of interesting, and it's not really quite to your point, but the children of divorced in these split homes in the 80s formed rap, hip-hop, very angry young men. And, you know, so the young black men were doing that. The young white guys were doing hardcore punk.
Yeah, angry metal and punk.
Angry metal and punk. And now today, these same guys, Ice Cube, is doing kids' movies, okay? And, you know, now we have Dan Zanes, who was a member of the Del Fuegos, is the toddler rock star. So there are a lot of ways in which these really angry kids of divorce now are becoming real parent people. And I think that's really emblematic of this generation, that we sort of shift everything once we become parents.
Well, now that we got to Ice Cube and Dan Zanes being kid stars, Mom and Apple Pie, Mr. Rogers of their generations.
Well, I don't know about that.
There's nothing more to say. Susan Gregory Thomas has a memoir coming out today called In Spite of Everything. There was a related article in the Wall Street Journal recently talking about Generation X and family life compared to their parents. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, we will get the latest on the ever-expanding British Rupert Murdoch scandal. And I'll ask our guest, could it touch his U.S. media empire? Stay with us.